From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. When 2009 hit the halfway point, we asked you to nominate your favorite songs and favorite albums of the year so far. From those nominations, we made a poll, and over the past few weeks, you voted. On this edition of All Songs Considered, I'll play you some of the best music of the year so far. You can see the complete list of results on the All Songs Considered blog, npr.org/allsongsblog. I'll start off with this song by Phoenix, voted the number 6 song of the year so far. The song is called Listomania. From the French band Phoenix, we just heard the song Listomania from the CD Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. I'm going through some of the best love music of the year, beginning with some of your favorite songs. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs put out an album back in March called It's Blitz. The opening track was your choice for the number 5 song of the year so far, and it's called Zero.
shaking like a ladder to the sun. Makes me feel like a madman on the run. Find me never, never far gone. So get your leather, leather, leather on.
The Yeah Yeah Yeahs from the album It's Blitz, we just heard Zero. One of this year's brilliant songs came from one of the top albums on our list. The album by the Decemberists is The Hazards of Love, and the tune titled The Rake Song is just around the halfway point in this folk opera. It's a moment in the story when the character William realizes he's cursed. And what a curse it is. Listen to the words to The Rake Song.
First year, and the bells rang for our wedding.
Decemberists voted one of the best songs of the year so far. You can see the Decemberists' premiere performance of The Hazards of Love and listen to the entire concert from the South by Southwest Music Festival at nprmusic.org. In 2007, Justin Vernon released a self-made CD. For Emma, Forever Ago was warmly received from this relatively unknown artist. The album got a more widespread distribution by Jag Jaguar in February 2008 and became the surprise record of 2008. Yet there hasn't been new material from Bon Iver since For Emma was recorded in the winter of 2006 and 7. Well, an EP was released called Blood Bank this past winter. Its title track was part of the For Emma session, and it was voted one of this year's best singles. Let's give a listen to Blood Bank. Bon Iver from an EP called Blood Bank. That was the title track. The CD Vecatimist by Grizzly Bear is filled with quirky songs that aren't easy to love on first listen. There's one obvious exception. It's called 2 Weeks, and it was voted the number 2 single of the year so far. Song by Grizzly Bears called 2 Weeks, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music. We have voting results from the All Songs Considered Best of the Year So Far poll. We're playing some of the highlights. We ask listeners to pick their favorite 5 CDs and favorite 5 songs, and this was the number 1 song. It comes from the CD Merriweather Post Pavilion by Animal Collective, and the song is called My Girls. Thank you. Animal Collective from the CD Merriweather Post Pavilion. The song My Girls was voted by NPR listeners to be the best song of the year so far, and the album was also voted as the number one album of the year so far. You can see all the results from our poll by going to the All Songs Considered blog, npr.org/allsongsblog. And you can follow all we do on Twitter. Just look for All Songs. One word, All Songs. The number two record of the year is the Decemberists record, The Hazards of Love. We played a cut from that earlier. At number three, Grizzly Bear. We just played some of that. And the number four record this year is from Nico Case called Middle Cyclone. This song's called This Tornado Loves You. Nico Case from the album called Middle Cyclone with a song called This Tornado Loves You. I have one more song for you, but before that, I'll take a minute to note that NPR Music is covering the Folk Festival at Newport again this year. It's the 50th anniversary, so we expect a lot of spontaneous and special events to unfold. Our coverage starts Saturday afternoon, August 1st, and it includes five Newport legends, Pete Seeger, Joan Baez, Judy Collins, Arlo Guthrie, and Ramblin' Jack Elliott. We'll also hear from the Avett Brothers, the Decemberists, the Low Anthem, Iron and Wine, and so much more. I'll be in Newport, Rhode Island, along with WFUV host Rita Houston, the great people at Folk Alley, and WMVY. To hear our coverage live, go to npr.org/NewportFolk. We'll also cover the Newport Jazz Festival the following weekend with Dave Brubeck, Kristen McBride, Branford Marsalis, Esperanza Spalding. You can hear our coverage live. Go to npr.org/NewportJazz. And one more thing. You'll find free music samplers to download now. Samplers include some of the best music and artists attending Newport Folk and Newport Jazz. we end the Best of the Year So Far show with a cut from the Wilco album, one of the top five albums of the year so far, the song Everlasting Everything. You can find out how your favorite artists did in our listener poll by going to the All Songs Considered blog, npr.org/allsongsblog. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Everything alive must die. Every building built to the sky will fall. But don't try to tell me my everlasting love is a lie. A circus gone like a troubadour. Everlasting love forevermore. Everlasting. Everything. Oh, nothing could mean anything.